And we're now about, well, where are we? We're about 9 minutes after 12 noon on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. And we trust if you've got a few minutes, you'll hang around and stay for what we call Swap Shop, a time where you can call in or submit items that you're looking to buy, sell, or trade. Also, lost and found announcement, garage, yard sale, estate sale invites, or businesses, if you have job openings, that fits as well. We'd love to get that on for you again, absolutely free of charge. A couple of different ways to reach us: by phone, 828-884-9427, by email at wgcr@icloud.com, or you can find us online at wgcr.net. Got maybe a couple of songs from Middle Cross taking us to Swap Shop. They're going to be with us for Share-a-thon on the weekend. Looking forward to having them join us again this year.
I've never passed through solid pearl gates into a city where it's always day, but I'm going to get to. Yeah, I'm going to get to. I've never eaten fruit from the tree of life, or sat down in heaven by the riverside, but I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. 'Cause the blood of Jesus saved my soul, put a seal on me of the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt I am redeemed. Face to face, but I've accepted his gift by grace through faith. My Lord is the King of all kings. So I'm gonna get to, I'm gonna get to. I've never met Noah, Moses, or Paul, but God tells me that I will know them all. I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. I've never served the Father around his throne, but I will in heaven when I get home. I'm gonna get to. Yeah, I'm gonna get to. 'Cause the blood of Jesus saved my soul, put a seal on me of the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt I am redeemed. I've never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted his gift by grace through faith. My Lord is the King of all kings. So I'm gonna get, I'm gonna get to. I've never seen Jesus face to face, but I've accepted his gift by grace through faith. My Lord is the King of all kings. So I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna get to.
The Lord gives me things to do, places to go and words to say. I want you to know I'm nothing special. Within myself, I could do nothing at all. But look who's with me, took his own blood and washed me clean. He'll never leave me. Christ knows how to shepherd his sheep. There's no valley too low or mountain so high for him to lead. Look who's with me. Thank you.
stand unless God holds me up. Can't sing without God gives me voice. I depend on Him in all that I do. With Him leading, there's no place we can't get through. Look who's with me, took His own blood and washed me clean. He'll never leave me. Christ knows how to shepherd His sheep. No valley too low or mountain so high for Him to lead me. Look who's with me. No valley too low or mountain so high.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
He has promised He'll always be there. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for His children. Let His love be the strength that you need.
Jim Brady wrote this song as a comfort for his sister and never intended to publish it. He was in Canada touring with the Booth Brothers and singing concerts. He had turned his cell phone off because of the expenses, roaming charges. Upon returning to the border, he found that he had multiple messages from family members. And also discovered his sister had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and would be operated on very soon. Jim made travel plans to fly to Florida to encourage her. Didn't quite have the words, so he turned to writing a song instead. One that would grip the hearts of people who listened to it across the gospel world. One that would comfort his sister then and at the very end of her journey here on earth as she received the news that cancer was back and spreading years later. She went to her car, and as the radio came on, she heard these words. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for His children. Let His love be the strength that you need. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, we welcome you to Monday.
Yeah, marvelous is, I think, the word that Brother Todd uses. Marvelous Monday.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we certainly don't want it to be mundane because it is a very beautiful day out there for sure.
It is. The weather's very nice. Going to be right around 60, so how about that?
Yeah.
And yeah, it is in February, but again,
hard to believe.
I looked at Fox News. I think I might have printed it. They were talking just about how, you know, this past weekend and the past week, there mm-hmm. were those record-breaking temperatures at wind chill degrees of like negative 45 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, negative 45 in Maine, Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
And they said that there's a polar vortex that's going to come into play, and that's going to flip the temperatures, and they're going to see unseasonably warm temperatures now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were going to be like 39 yesterday, and they could be up in the low 50s.
They were showing that, I guess, a little clip or something's coming in on the upper Midwest, and places like the Dakotas and stuff are going to get some ice and some snow up around the Great Lakes, but that's typical for this time of year. But yeah, it's kind of bizarre. I think Mount Washington, I think, was one of the records too there in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
to where they were talking about how that it got so low, it set new records, and then back today it's supposed to be, or yesterday it was back up in the 30s and 40s.
They reached negative, and I looked at this again mm-hmm. to make sure, in Mount Washington.
Yeah.
They got in New Hampshire, I guess,
yep.
Mount Washington, New Hampshire. Their wind chill was 108 degrees below zero.
That was with the wind chill factor, yeah.
I didn't know they could even register that low.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I know it's wind chill, but
yeah.
still.
They, if you ever heard our Digital Heritage Moment from North Carolina, that was the big argument over the years as to which two of those mountains were the tallest. Between Mount Washington in New Hampshire or Clingman's Dome in North Carolina. Of course, it's all in that same Appalachian mm-hmm. chain. And so that was the big argument between two of those two men tried to measure those mountains. And we've had wind chills recorded pretty low at Grandfather Mountain mm-hmm. and also at Clingman's Dome, wind chills getting close to that. So, mm-hmm. again, it's... been kind of a bizarre, well, I don't know if bizarre, God knows what he's doing. I don't want to throw the bizarre word in there.
In the record books,
but in the record
bizarre.
Books, yeah, this kind of, those great swings that we've had
mm-hmm.
Over the last several weeks now.
And so. They say that a bunch of us are going to feel temperatures above average through at least the middle of the week. Even some sporadic 80-degree readings east of the Mississippi River.
Yeah. I mean, they were calling for 80s, and I think down in Florida today, the southern Florida, I think Tallahassee and Jacksonville all were going to see 70s, and even in northern Florida going to see upper 70s for highs. So.
And I saw folks in, Austin, Texas, they were dumpster diving outside of a grocery store trying to get food, the power outages.
Yeah.
It was like an HEB grocery store there,
mm-hmm.
and they had thrown out things that had spoiled because their refrigeration had gone, and people saw them throwing food in the dumpster, and people started diving in after it, and they were putting out this thing, please don't eat that food, it's expired.
Right, right.
And they had the ice storms that took out power, so it has been a roller coaster.
Been crazy, that's for sure.
Well,
I mean, we will take it. I'm not complaining here in the mountains. I mean, I think, you know, this time, usually about this time of year, we'll get a little pretty good cold snap, and we've even had snow. My memories, if everybody else like me, you know, you've kept your pictures on your phone, and Google, he likes to remind you of all these memories that you've had in the past where you've taken pictures, and a lot of them have been snow on the ground over the last few years about this time. So,
I don't know. They were talking on that same report from Fox News and their weather department. They were saying that, you know, there may not be snow in our part of the country this year. So we still have some time yet for that to be determined.
I'm not. Whatever pleases the Lord is what I would say, you know, and If I don't see one this year, I'm not going to be heartbroken over it. I'm just not. Yeah. I'll just be honest.
I'm just planning my spring planting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just soon jump right on in it. I mean, we've done it other ways. You know, we've jumped right out of winter right into summer.
Yeah.
You know, with temperatures, and we've jumped right out of summer sometimes into winter. So we can just go ahead and prepare for spring now. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's I've already got there's flowers in my wife's flower bed that are coming up.
Really?
All the daffodils, the jonquils, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
They're up.
Are they really?
They're
I
up.
Haven't seen
and
any
And they're probably
yet.
Gonna get, I mean, I'm sure they're going to get bit like they do every year.
But they're there.
Her yellow bells are already starting to bud.
How about
yellow
that?
Bell bushes are starting to put out buds, so I don't know.
Yeah, the jury's still out in my mind of thinking whether we're going to see any winter or not as far as snow.
Yeah,
but we'll wait and see. I mean, we've seen a few flurries here and there, so I can't say I haven't seen snow this year.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any measurable ones. Yeah. Well, we are 20 days away from the big week that we call Share-a-thon.
Yeah,
it is the 1 week a year that we suspend our regular programming, and for those that are new, just kind of what Share-a-thon is, it's our fundraising week that we endeavor to raise the listeners' portion of our operating budget for the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've listened any length of time, you've heard us say the general operating budget is sponsored by, or the network budget is sponsored by. And those days are actually sponsored during this week. It is $400 to sponsor a network day or a general operating budget day. Those are read 24 times throughout the course of the day.
That's right.
And in the overnight hours as well. And that's a pledge that you make, and that money goes toward the general operating budget, which is the thing. We don't use any Share-a-thon money for our giveaways or things like that, but it just covers the basic operational cost to keep us on the air for another year.
Yeah. And, you know, again, we've had folks already calling and, you know, they're thinking about it. And we've, you know, right now, as it stands right now, we try to make it equitable for everyone.
Yeah.
And so starting on that Sunday, the 26th of February, okay,
yes,
so basically 3 weeks from yesterday.
Yes, sir.
All right. Starting at 4 o'clock on that Sunday, you're able to start your phone calls or drop by in person.
In person, yes.
And you can make your pledge. You can go ahead and pay it that day if you want to. You can do whatever, you know, anything that has to do with sponsorship on those days, either for the general or the network. You can claim your days and go ahead and take care of it starting at 4 o'clock on the 26th, that Sunday afternoon, before the rally service.
Correct.
Coming up at 5:30.
Yes.
Okay? So make sure. We also had a note here we want to reemphasize to folks. Normally, like on Sunday night, or like most churches, you know, we'll start at 6, but 5:30 for Share-a-thon. So 5:30 Sunday night, 5:30 all through the week.
Yeah.
Okay? So again, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, that's when you can start your pledges and call it in or drop by.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you and see you.
And we appreciate churches and even some individuals take the radio station on as part of their mission outreach and monthly giving, and we appreciate that as well. And so it's a lot. If you have any questions, I know sometimes we talk quickly through it, but if you ever have any questions about how that works, feel free to call us, and we'll make sure to get the answer to you that you're looking for. But we appreciate you praying with us. And today, our specific prayer request, please pray that the network that carries the signal around the world will stay strong.
Yeah.
There's so many different levels that the signal travels through. And, of course, it's on 720 AM, 94.9 FM, WGCR.net. It's also on the preaching channel and the music channel. It's video streaming on WGCRvideo.net and also through Anchor Baptist Church. It's on our website. It's through Facebook at Anchor Broadcasting. We're also on YouTube. It's a lot.
Well, I think folks are very familiar with the terms megabytes or even gigabytes when you're used to operating your phone or your tablet or your desktop computer. You're familiar with those terms. Well, you know, when we're in operation during Share-a-thon, we're not dealing in megabytes, and we're not even dealing in gigabytes. We're dealing in terabytes We're talking about a massive amount of data, which is being exported from this location throughout all those platforms you just mentioned to reach the world. And that goes out, you know, like our prayer request, it goes out in that stream to reach out to all those different platforms. And it takes a lot to keep that going. And so, again, prayers are needed that system doesn't go down. I know that even recently we've had news stories, you know, with different cell networks going down and all different kind of things going down. But pray the Lord would just overshadow that and keep all the networks going so that we're able to continue what we're doing all the week, 24 hours a day, through the week of Share-a-thon. And it's going to be exciting.
Everything that you hear starting Monday morning, with the exception of the Plateau songs, will be live. And you'll hear Brother Eddie some, but for my part, you won't hear me. And you may hear Pastor Barton briefly some through the week. But we step back and let local pastors come in on our behalf, and they will anchor the desk and handle everything. And then music groups from here at home and around the country are coming in.
That's right.
And it'll be all live music again, except for our Plateau songs. So it's an exciting week. So it's kind of producing live radio
on the fly.
For about 7:15, 12, 13 hours a day, plus the sentimental sermons at the close of the day for 7 days.
It's going to be, and again, if you're not able to, of course, you know, we've mentioned it, Miss Christie's mentioned it as well. The services are open. You're welcome to come by. But if not, we would covet your prayers and ask you to watch or listen. And we've got all kinds of ways you can do that, as you've already mentioned. And then it continues on into the evening hours. And Dr. Stinnett Ballou is our sentimental sermon focus, our spotlight for this year, 2023. Dr. Stinnett Ballou, of course, gone on to be with the Lord. He was a rock solid staple here through the years of Share-a-thon.
He was.
And always, his day was Tuesday, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken,
Tuesday or Wednesday, and then there was a year or two that he had to do on Wednesday.
But most of the time, a Tuesday or Wednesday, there at the 10 o'clock hour, and such a blessing. I have all his stuff at home. I've got all his books and sermons and all of that.
And we do have some of those in our bookstore that will have featured maybe a little discounted price coming up during Share-a-thon. The bookstore will have several things that they're offering. You've got a list of the messages
I want to get those. You know, these are messages that I believe more than likely he has preached through the days of Share-a-thon down through the years. Monday, that message that he preached out of 2 Kings, we do not well if we do not tell. I have that outline. And I'll just be honest with you. Most of us guys who've had his outlines, we've probably tried to touch on it a time or two. I'll be honest with you. It's just good stuff. Tuesday, now again, these messages, I mean, he averages about 45 minutes on his messages. So right after we finish with our evening service, that will kick off. And you can watch these. Laying Down at His Feet from Ruth 3 on Tuesday. The Camels of Grace, out of Genesis 24. That was preached in 2015. On Thursday, Stop Telling God What You Can't Do and Let God Show You What He Can Do. And that is going to be on Thursday. And then Friday, 2 Timothy 4. I can almost see the lights of that city. What a message. I can imagine that message coming true when he stepped into the presence of God. And then on Saturday again, 2 Kings chapter 7, we do not well if we do not tell. And so that being said, we're looking forward to hearing him as a part of Share-a-thon once again here.
And a lot of, you know, the Share-a-thon staples that had that, you know, particular time slot, they've gone on to be with the Lord. And I don't want to start mentioning all of them because I'd be sure to forget somebody unintentionally. But I'm thankful for the investment that the men of God have made in the past and continue to make currently in this ministry. And the same for our listening audience. There's no way that we could do this, of course, without the Lord first and foremost, but he uses people. And thank you for what you've done in the past, and thank you in advance for praying with us for Cherithorn.
I used this illustration last night when I was preaching about the light. And I was talking about, you know, about how that sometimes that even the absence of light can bother you, or even the, even a bright light can bother you, how it affects you both ways. And I'll use the illustration, Brother Curtis Pace up at Jones Gap Baptist Church, they have these beautiful chandeliers that, that hang in their sanctuary. Each one of them, they have the very small, like the teardrop type bulbs that go in them, you know, like the ceiling type, ceiling fan type bulbs. There's like about, I don't know, there's probably maybe 60, 70 bulbs in one of those lights. They're just beautiful. But you can always tell when one of those lights goes out. And his precious wife, Miss Lavinia, she'll say, "Now, Curtis, we got to get the ladder. You got to get up there, and we got to put another a bulb in that because that light's gone out." You know, the thing is that here on earth, a lot of the dear saints of God, God's taken that light and transplanted it from here to there. And somebody's got to climb the ladder and got to get on that and unscrew that bulb and screw a new one down in there so their light can shine bright. And, you know, there's a lot of dear saints of God that have gone on. And their light has been extinguished here on this earth. But there's somebody that needs to step up and get screwed into the right socket.
Amen.
And shine their light for the glory of God. And maybe that's you this year. Maybe you're new to Cherithorn. Yeah. And that's one way you can let your light so shine before men. Be a part of Christian Radio.
Amen.
And so that being said, hey, because you can always tell when one of those lights are gone.
Yeah.
You know, and what happens if we don't start replacing them? Eventually, there'll be over half of them not lighting up.
Yeah.
And eventually, the whole thing will not shine. And so we need to step up. And for some have gone on, we need to step into their shoes. And like Elisha said, give me a double portion.
Amen.
Let me shine brighter than in days gone by.
Amen. And, you know, sitting here just thinking, I can think of several that have been promoted onto glory this year.
Yeah.
That were faithful listeners and faithful givers.
Right.
And they'll say it many times, but we're not looking for your tithe or anything away from your local church.
Right.
We're just asking you to pray, and if the Lord would impress upon your heart to be a financial partner here, we would appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it takes every gift. Now the sponsorships are $400, but you know, any size gift is appreciated, and it takes the small ones and the big ones alike.
We love it. We love to read those. I, you know, been on the desk before, came back on staff, and the years of reading the little kids' Sunday school classes. And we've watched kids in the sanctuary. I'm not kidding. We've watched folks, young people, sitting in the sanctuary during the services get under Holy Ghost leadership, and something gets said about donating or something about giving. And they'll literally walk back there and empty out their pocket and get a pledge card so they can have their pledge read over the air. Just giving, you know, whether it's a dollar or two or whether it's a Sunday school class, a little kids class, all kind of folks. We've had businesses give. We've had churches give. Missionaries give. I mean, it's an all-out affair from everyone. And it takes every single penny to make it work, and nothing ever gets taken for granted, and we certainly don't presume on the will of God. But you can help us, as Pastor has said, when you listen to his promo. We ain't presuming on the Lord, but it does take all of God's people.
Yeah, it does. And again, thank you. And let me touch on one more thing, and then we'll move on. I've had several questions about this recently. Previously, in Cherithorn, prior to COVID, you know, churches would bring in meals and they would take a meal on a particular day. But since COVID and everything like that, things have shifted a bit. And so with the meals, all the food will be prepared here in-house. They're already working on that now.
That's right.
And so we appreciate folks' interest in that, and thank you for the texts or the calls or emails that have come in. And if you'd like to be a part of feeding the workers and everybody here, we appreciate folks that have already sent in a financial gift.
Yeah.
That money would go toward the expense of getting the food. And again, folks are downstairs volunteering, putting all that together, getting it even ready now. But thank you. And that, just wanted to kind of touch on that. Maybe it'll clear things up a little bit. So we're not asking for churches to give a particular amount or individual individuals, businesses. Just if Lord lays something on your heart you'd like to do toward the meals, it's appreciated.
Yeah, and again, you know, with a little bit more, we're hoping that, you know, be a little bit, we obviously know there'll be more people coming this year, hopefully, by the grace of God. And so there'll be more mouths to feed, and anything that's given, you know, monetarily, will go to purchasing those items needed. Whether, you know, we've had the salad bar in the house, we had in the past, we've had the pizza bar in the past, we've had all kind of entrees, because, you know, lunch and dinner is what we're feeding folks, and it takes a lot to put keep this crowd on their feet through all the weeks, all the days of Share-a-thon. So, because they do spend a lot of long hours, and so anything, if your church says, hey, you know, besides what we know, if we sponsor a day, great. Or we sponsor, and you know, if we sponsor the network, that's great. But you say, well, we want to do something else. If you'd like to donate toward the food portion, you can make that distinguishment as well. And you can hand that right over, and it'll go right toward that.
Yeah, and you know, if you have any questions, feel free to call us, and we'll make sure. So,
Okay.
Miss Juanita, I'll have to check on that question for you.
Okay.
And I'll get back with you.
Okay.
I've got your phone number.
Yeah.
So a text came in, and I'll have to check for that answer. So
okay.
I don't want to talk out of turn and answer before I know for sure.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. All righty. Will you pray with us?
Yeah, for sure.
We'll also pray for folks who are sick. Great. Day in the morning.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's like COVID, and then there's flu, and then there's strep.
Yeah.
And then there's something that's just a virus that makes you feel like you got maybe all three of the above. And, you know, yeah, sometimes you hate it when they say, well, it's just a virus, because that translated means there's no medicine I can really take that's going to make me feel better.
No, so, that's right.
But it is crazy. And I looked online just kind of looking to see if there was any way I could give any helpful information for folks who are battling it. Well, they say there are 7 common myths about the flu.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, let's go with that, since the flu is type A, is running its course.
Yeah.
Myths about the flu. Getting vaccinated can give you the flu. Well, they say that is a myth. It can make you have mild symptoms, because it is basically putting a portion of the live virus in your system,
right,
so that you can build up your natural immunities.
Right.
So they say it can't give you the flu, but it can give you some mild feel like flu symptoms.
Amen.
And you just experiencing that. There's no treatment for the flu. Well, yes and no. No, because there's something called Tamiflu.
Yes.
And you can, if you get it early enough from your exposure or this onset of your symptoms, you can get that prescribed. It works different for everybody. For me, it worked wonders.
Right.
So I'm thankful I could get it. The other myth is antibiotics can fight the flu.
No,
because antibiotics only fight bacterial infections.
Right.
And the flu is not that. You can't get flu more than once during flu season.
That's a myth.
Yeah. Because, okay, see, I thought if you got type A, you would have to get type B. But that's actually not true, because there are different strands under A, even.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get type A flu more than one time, as long as it's crazy.
That's because it only attacks type A people. I'm just teasing.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need to get the flu shot. Oh, that's a myth.
Yeah.
They recommend everybody get it. I know some people can't, but that's okay. Cold weather causes the flu.
No,
that's not true either.
I've had it when it's hot outside.
It just usually peaks in the fall and winter, but you can get it in the off season. And it says if you haven't gotten the flu shot by November, it's too late. No.
No.
They say get it no matter when.
Yeah.
And to help prevent the flu, wash your hands really good. Use hand sanitizer. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue, or even your elbow, if nothing else, when you're coughing or sneezing, to avoid spreading it. And make sure to discard your tissues, you know, because you don't want anybody else having to do that. Check about Tamiflu if you're eligible. Check about people you possibly have exposed. Keep high traffic surfaces clean with like a Lysol. Don't share your eating utensils, dishes, cups, or anything. Wash your linens, especially after you've been sick. and avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's just basic.
Yeah,
things.
And I think that's just good practice without about anything now, since we, you know, we are living in the era of, and it'll always be referred to as post-COVID.
Yeah.
You know, even though COVID is still around, we're going to be dealing with issues for a long, long time. I really think a lot of people are really never going to ever get back to their prior state, if you will, if there was a healthier state before folks got COVID, simply because the fact of the immune systems are probably not going to recover.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks are going to see some and we're already seeing studies that show the lingering effects of long-term COVID. It's a real thing. And so, again, may have to change our practices a little bit. You know, if there's an extra amount of people that are getting flu in your church, you might as well say, hey, you know, we're not going to shake hands today.
Yeah.
If you've got extra folks that, you know, are having to stay home, you know, you're going to have to kind of step back from what you, all the fellowship stuff. And, you know, I know that I'm the last person to even be saying this stuff because I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. But then on the other hand, we don't want to do what's safe for everyone. And again, do the basics, and it will help tremendously.
Yeah.
Do the basics and take care of yourself.
Yeah, try to get some sleep, you know, adequate sleep. I've really beefed up my vitamins that I take. And since I had COVID in 2020 so bad that time, I'm still dealing with some of the effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to never get sick.
Yeah, me neither.
But I have had strep throat. I have had the flu, and I've had COVID twice since the first COVID.
Yeah.
And I've had just a respiratory crud at twice,
yeah.
I think. And I'm thinking, what in the world? But the doctors are saying, try to build your immune system, and so vitamins, there we go.
5343 is asking, will the lineup of preachers for Share-a-thon be on the website? And I'm sure it will be.
We hope to get it posted this week.
Yeah.
There was just one or two little things that we had to confirm, it will be posted. And we'll also do our best to post a daily list of the music groups, understanding that that's tentative when you're dealing with that many people.
Right.
Yeah. Let me give you one quick new scam I'd never heard about.
Okay.
The Better Business Bureau is warning folks of a new scam known as ticket fraud.
Okay.
Fake parking tickets have been printed on a portable printer, and they look legitimate, and they're asking for payment to a bogus agency.
Yoy.
Yeah. Mm. Seriously. The fake ticket will prompt you to scan a QR code, which will take you to a payment website. And then it's not anything legitimate.
Wow.
So they said, pay attention to where you're parking. If you receive a ticket, look up the local parking laws to make sure that it's a legitimate ticket or a violation.
Right.
Look carefully to watch the logo. Search the internet on your own to make sure. If you're asked to send a check, make sure that you're looking carefully at who it says it should be made out to. And they said that any real parking ticket will require checks to be made out to a specific government department or division.
Yeah.
If you do receive a ticket and you're sure it's legitimate, if possible, pay it with a credit card. That gives you a little bit of
insurance recourse. Yeah.
And if in doubt, contact your local parking authority or police department for verification.
Yeah.
But who would have thought?
I'm telling you, these folks are getting so creative in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I've said many times, if they would just put that,
money.
If they would put that knowledge and creativity to work, you could get a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
And make an honest living.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole key. The honesty part is what it is. You know, that money goes straight to them. They don't have to pay taxes on it. So they just, they're trying to skirt underneath the radar and get these get-rich schemes that have nothing to do with having a job.
Kind of makes you doubt about everything.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, any kind of phone call you get now from any kind of association, any kind of group, I have to say, I'm sorry, send me something in the mail. I do not donate over the phone.
Exactly. I don't answer phone calls. I really don't. I'll be honest with you. Any number that I don't recognize, I don't answer it. I let it go to voicemail. You say, well, that's just wrong. No, the issue is there's so many ways they can spoof phone numbers now. Mm-hmm. Even if you think it's a number you recognize,
yeah,
it ends up being not being that person.
You're right.
So that being said, if it's important for you to call me, then it'll be important enough for you to leave a message.
Yeah.
And then I can get back to you.
I got, for the first time ever on my cell phone last week, I got a message, a voicemail message,
mm-hmm,
from, it was a gentleman who had a very thick accent, and he was telling me that I had a prize package of 18 point something million dollars.
Oh, wow.
That was waiting on me.
Wow.
But I actually got a voicemail. And previously, if you let it go,
yeah, they'll hang up.
That's the first time I've ever got a voicemail.
Yeah.
So I'm rich.
Oh, wow.
I got an 18 point something million dollar prize package waiting on me somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
It's Swap Shop time. 828-884-9427.
All right. I think that shepherd, that Australian shepherd, was taken. And here is a pair of blue tick beagles for sale, a male and a female. They're AKC registered good rabbit dogs. Call for more information at 293-5002 or 507-2478. 293-5002, 507-2478.
Here's 137 DVDs. You can get all of them for $25. 877-4455, 877-4455.
Here's for sale a pool table with all accessories. Very good condition. They're asking $600. 862-4490, 862-4490.
Liberty Baptist Church in Candler is looking for a youth pastor. Interested candidates, please send your resume to Pastor Derek McCarson at dm4truth, and that's the number 4, dm4truth@gmail.com, or you can call 273-7991, 273-7991.
Here are some Yorkshire Terrier and other Terrier mixed puppies. They're about, going on 3 weeks old now, looking for a good home to take them in about 6 to 8 weeks. $200 negotiable fee to insure to a good home. 575-4118, 575-4118.
Kaysen Builder Supply is looking to hire several positions at both their Brevard and their East Flat Rock offices. They have current positions available that include an inside sales rep, a CDL Class A or B driver, and also yard staff. These are full-time positions, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, and every now and then a Saturday, about half day. Vacation and insurance benefits are included, and you can go online to kaysenbuildersupply.com and fill out an application online, or stop by either of their offices, again, Brevard or East Flat Rock, or you can call 692-5716, 692-5716.
You can, Brianna, she is a great lady. Talk to her. She's one member of my church. She's an office manager out there.
Oh,
so,
well, how about that?
Give her a call. Here's another job opening. The Brevard Post Office is looking to hire three positions. A mail processing clerk. That shift begins at 5 a.m. Also, they're looking for some rural carriers. The full-time one is got flexible hours. They start at 7 a.m. And the assistant rural carrier is Sundays and holidays. That shift starts at 9 a.m. About 20 to 40 hours a week for those positions. Stop by the office at between 8:30 and 5, or you can go to the website at USPS, that's U.S. Postal Service, USPS.com/careers. And if you want to take a chance, you can call them, even though they're very, very busy, 883-9380, 883-9380.
Here's some kitchen cabinets for sale. They are the white shaker style. They have 10 wall, 8 base, and then one pantry. The pantry is 18 inches by 84 inches. You can call for the other sizes. These are Lowe's brand. They're asking $2,500. 877-3099, 877-3099.
And here are some used wooden pallets. Can be used for a variety of projects. $4 for the bare wood. They're the regular duty style. And then $6 for the blue heavy duty pallets. 553-9709, 553-9709. 0909.
And on this sixth day of February, we'd like to send out happy birthday wishes. Mr. Ben Smathers turns 22 today.
Happy birthday, Ben.
And then my son-in-law, Mr. Jacob Warren, having a birthday today.
What about that? Happy birthday, Brother Jacob.
He's a blessing.
Yeah.
I could not have asked for the Lord to send my daughter a more gracious and godly good fella. We love him, and he just fits right in. Yeah. He's a nut. He loves to aggravate me.
Yeah.
Terribly. Well, yes, and bless his head. Bless his pointed head.
Preachers have got to have a good little sense of humor about him anyway. Yeah, got to take care of mother-in-law.
He does. He's good. He checks on us, and he's just a good fellow. So happy birthday, Brother Jacob.
Happy birthday.
I hope it's a good one.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and know somebody else that's celebrating, it would be our honor to celebrate right along with you.
Yeah.
Just call us, 828-884-9427, or text 828-577-1296.
Couple of things just going on quickly. I appreciate the move of God.
Amen.
Going on down at Mount Sinai. They have started their fourth week of revival services there. Preaching is Brother Barry Rackley, the Rogersville Baptist Temple. He's a pastor up there in Rogersville. He's down there preaching. Pastor Rudy Smith and the congregation at Mount Sinai invite you to come and be a part of this special move of God. Not far, 830 Country Club Road in Pickens, South Carolina. I believe it would do some folks good to get in on that, sure.
About an hour from here.
About an hour from here
in Pisgah Forest.
Yep.
Also coming up, Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville next week, Monday and Tuesday, is their annual Smoky Mountain Jubilee. All-day services, they'll start Monday about 2 and then Tuesday about 10. And in the evening service on Monday at 7, it is Pastor Tony Finney. And on Tuesday night at 7, Pastor Alfred Willis. The AG family will be there with special music. Brother David Reed and the good folks at Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville. They invite you to come and be with them and also be praying for this meeting.
All right. We'll just run through the meetings. Is that what you
want
to do?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let me get over here to Progress Baptist Church. They are having their February Marriage Matters service coming up on the 27th. Pastor Andy Wells will be preaching there this month. Food and fellowship will follow. Child care is provided. And the church is located off of North Rugby Road in Hendersonville. Pastor Doug Raines welcomes everyone to come.
And then also Midway, I got to talk to Pastor Ricky Lee earlier today, and they are cranking up a revival February 20th through the 24th. He said they're getting a running start for Share-a-thon. They're going to have revival the week prior, 7 o'clock nightly, again the 20th through the 24th, with evangelist Randy Bain doing the preaching.
All right.
And of course, Pastor Dr. Ricky Lee and the good folks at Midway would love to have you come and be with them. You'll find the church there at 10 Midway Drive in Brevard.
Very good.
You pray for all these meetings, and we'll look forward to what the Lord's going to do.
Absolutely.
You want to finish up with the song today?
You got one?
Yeah, I do. Middle Cross. They're going to be with us on the Saturday. Is that right? Can you check that schedule?
That
I'm doing
Saturday?
It from memory.
Let me get my schedule here real quick.
Saturday of Share-a-thon. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
All right.
They're going to be here in the morning and afternoon. So, yeah, looking forward to having them.
Appreciate these men. And we'll finish up today with a song entitled 180 Degrees.
All right.
Started out walking on the road towards hell. There was nothing I could do to save myself. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell. I heard the good news from the preacher one day. It took his King James Bible to conviction my way. And the Holy Ghost extended God's amazing grace. God turned me 180 the moment he saved. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. Now I walk each day with my head held high, because my Savior is living inside. Heaven is my home, I'm glory bound. Try to live my life a witness so the sinner might see the Lord Jesus Christ is living in me. And I can share with them God's word to be saved. As God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a inside of me. God turned me 180 degrees. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180. With love, grace, and mercy, God turned me 180.